So what's it going to take for us to fully believe and fully trust in God's plan for our lives? What's it going to take for us to say, yes, Jesus is the Son of God and He has come into the world to set us free? Now, my friends, in today's gospel, we heard this beautiful story of Simon Peter and the other disciples out fishing when Jesus shows up. And the story is, the scene is, they've been fishing all night and they ain't caught nothing. Like, they don't have a single fish in their net. And they're cleaning their nets off. And Jesus says, hey, there's so many people here. I'm going to need some room to preach and talk to them. So let's take the boat out a little bit so I can teach the people from the boat. And, of course, he chooses Simon. And then there's that great story of Jesus sharing with the people about God's love and his mercy. And then he says to Simon, hey, let's go out and let's go fishing. And Simon Peter, I'm sure, is saying, dude, we haven't caught anything. And now you're asking us to go back? All right, Lord, whatever you want. And I love the image of the story that they fill up so many fish in the nets that both boats that are out there are in danger of sinking. God's mercy and His love, it's incredible. And sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we don't see the God of love working in our lives and in our hearts. And certainly Simon in the gospel today, he did. He comes and he lays down before Jesus and he says, Lord, I am sorry. Have mercy on me. And it's a sign, it's a story, an example to us of how we need to try to see our God in the everyday things, in our everyday lives. How many times do we miss the presence of God in our lives because we're busy with so many other things? How many times do we miss those minor miracles that God gives us? Maybe it's a sunrise or a sunset. Maybe it's holding a little child in our arms. Maybe it's an answer to a prayer that we might think is a little bit insignificant. But all of those are signs of God saying to us, I love you. And I'm going to give you what you need. And I'm going to give you my love. And I'm going to give you the promise of salvation, the promise of everlasting life. That's what our God does for us. And it's unfortunate that so many times in our lives we don't see our God. We don't see Him working in our lives, constantly being with us. But He is. He's with us because He loves us. He's with us because He wants our nets to overflow with fish. He wants our nets to overflow with love and with graces and with blessings. So whatever it is that we're looking for, whatever it is that we're seeking out in life, He'll be there for us. Sometimes we might be bold in our prayer and say, Lord, I really want to see you. I really want to experience your love. Lord, I need a miracle right now. And a miracle is what Simon got in today's gospel. The miracle of this wonderful, awesome catch of fish. What minor miracles? What miracles does God put in our lives that sometimes we miss? Sometimes we don't see. St. Paul in the second reading today. He says, the Lord came to me, the least of all apostles. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. But the way that St. Paul saw the Lord was on his road to Damascus when the Lord appeared to him and said, Saul, why are you persecuting my people? The Lord has touched our hearts and our lives in some way. He's done something for us, and maybe we've been blinded. Maybe we haven't seen it because we're looking for something greater, something more amazing. But God says, I've given you enough. I've given you signs of my love. I've given you these wonderful stories that we hear week after week. He gives us the amazing gift of the Eucharist, where He gives His own very body, blood, soul, and divinity to us to say, I love you. And so we ask the Lord this week, as we ask Him to help us to see His face, to see Him working in our lives, to see His love pouring upon us so that we can be changed. This week on Wednesday, something very, very important is happening in the life of the church. Y'all know what that is, right? Ash Wednesday. It's the day when everybody across the whole universe says, I want ashes on my forehead. The church office is going to be swamped with people calling, hey, what time can I get my ashes? But the ashes, my friend, are just a sign of the love and the mercy of God in our lives. And the ashes are a sign of how much we need our God. I would encourage all of us to think about what we are going to do to prepare our hearts and our minds during this Lenten season to grow in holiness, because that's what Lent is really about. It's not about the ashes. It's not about giving something up. It's about giving our hearts to God and saying, God, I need you. Lord, I need your mercy and your love in my life. And maybe we can ask God to help us to be able to see him in the miracles, to see him in his everyday working in our lives, to be able to grow in holiness. Because our God wants us to grow closer to him. He wants us to walk with him as children of faith. And that's what we do, and that's the graces that we pray for. We ask the Lord to help us to have our nets overflowing with whatever grace, whatever love, whatever ministry, whatever presence of the Lord that we need in our lives, so that we can live a life of holiness, so we can draw closer to him. At the beginning of Mass, I said my name is Father TJ. I was called Friday because Father Eric's not feeling well. So, of course, we pray for him. We pray for a speedy recovery, that he does feel better. But I work for the diocese. I'm in the office of vocation. So my job is to help young people learn about what it is that God has created them to do. So one of the things that I do as vocation director is I travel from parish to parish, and I talk about the need that we have for priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to serve our church, of young men and women to answer the call, much like Simon Peter answered the call to follow the Lord in today's gospel. We need men and women to courageously stand up and say, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. I'll give my life to you as a sign of love and a sign of your presence in the world. And so I'm here in part because I'm asking for your prayers, for your support, for your encouragement. That young people, when you're thinking about what do you want to do when you grow up, how do you want to live your life? I hope you're open to the possibility God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. But whatever it is that he calls you to, my friends, ask God, what is it that you've created me for? What is it that you've given me in my life that I can share with others? Because living a life of vocation means doing what God has called you to do. And I ask the people here at Immaculate Conception, please join me in praying for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, to pray that the Lord will send forth many laborers for the vineyard, that men and women will serve him as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And parents and grandparents, you could do me a big favor and do the church a big favor by encouraging your sons and daughters to be open to the possibility of giving their lives in service to the Lord. Because our church needs men and women. Our church needs people to stand forth and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your love. Also, it's this week is the kickoff for the DSF, the Diocesan Service Fund. And my ministry, my department, is funded completely by the DSF. The money that we need to be able to educate men and women in vocation programs. The money that's needed to pay for the seminarians to get their education to become priests. And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your generosity in the DSF program. Father Eric, next week we'll be talking a little bit about more about what your goal as a parish is, and the other 60 ministries as well in the diocese that are funded by your generosity in the Diocesan Service Fund. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your gifts of love, for your gifts of prayer, for your gift of ministry to your family, to encourage a culture of vocations that men and women may answer the call to serve our Lord. As we continue in our prayer today, we ask the Lord to help us to see him, to see his presence in our lives, to see those miracles and those times that he's touched our hearts and our lives so that we can grow in holiness. And we ask the Lord to help us to continue to grow in holiness so that we can love others the way that he first loved us.